Welcome to News Video Clip. Today we have Republicans who are actually supporting Donald Trump's insane threat to nuke the Middle East. Okay, we're going to first start off with Megyn Kelly, who's a former Fox News host, stooge, and then she went to NBC, and then she got fired for saying some racist stuff. And now she's got her own podcast on SiriusXM. So here she is saying she'll vote Republican even if Trump nukes the Middle East.
Honestly, Trump could drop a nuke and I'd still vote Republican over those people. Because
really,
they want
to have a new voter.
In some ways, I really am. But honestly, what they want to do is nuke our own country. You know, it's like the open border, what they're doing to children, all that stuff is still, they would do it all if put back in power.
Okay, so anyway, there's Megyn Kelly and her friend having a good chuckle about nuclear annihilation. And it's worth noting that Megyn Kelly claims to be pro-life. And like a lot of pro-life people, she's very pro-war and she's very pro-destruction and pro-death. So no surprise there, she's right on brand. And then, of course, she tries to defend all this nonsense by screaming open borders, even though Biden deported millions of undocumented immigrants, and so did Obama. And then that's not enough. She has to pull out the same old Republican lie that we used against Kamala Harris, which is that Democrats want to cut off the private parts of children who happen to be transgender, which is absolute fear-mongering and it's nonsense. So Megyn Kelly, once again, she's on brand, lying like hell. All right, the second Republican here is Sherry Biggs, and she is a congresswoman from South Carolina. And she went on Newsmax to try to defend Trump's nuclear threats in the Middle East. So here we go.
Because I want our men and women to come home safely. But unfortunately, I think that at times you have to use strength, and there is peace through strength. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. And there is the cost for hesitation. And President Trump understands that. And I've seen what I think is encouraging to me, that he has tried to have communication and put it in
words.
Yes, President Trump has tried to do communication. How come you're not mentioning that President Trump started the war in Iran, Sherry? How come you're not mentioning that he's the one that started the whole problem? Leaving that little detail out. And you got to love how Sherry Biggs throws in the peace through strength nonsense, which is an old throwback to the Reagan era. It was a campaign slogan by Reagan, who was probably one of the biggest warmongers to ever sit in the White House. So it's just total and absurd nonsense. The logic just isn't going to logic. All right. So our next story is the wonderful J.D. Vance. He's in Hungary right now, and he's campaigning for Viktor Orban, who is the prime minister. Now, if you don't know who Viktor Orban is, he's a real fascist. He's cut back on human rights. He's controlling the press. He's doing everything that Trump wishes he could do. So here's J.D. Vance in front of a bunch of Viktor Orban supporters at a rally, and he's going to put Trump on the phone.
Mr. President, you are on with about 5,000 Hungarian patriots, and I think they love you even more than they love Viktor Orban.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that, because I love Hungary, and I love that Viktor. I'll tell you, he's a fantastic man. We've had a tremendous relationship, and he does a job. Remember this. He didn't allow people to storm your country and invade your country like other people have and ruin their countries, frankly.
Okay, so that's Trump doing his typical anti-immigrant bigot speech that we've all heard a million times. And it's unfortunate that we have a bunch of pro-fascist people there in Hungary who are cheering him on as Viktor Orban takes away their rights. I mean, you talk about Stockholm Syndrome. This is it, straight up. Alrighty, and our last story is, this is something that actually happened back in January. There was an ICE agent who claimed that three immigrants beat him with a shovel. And so what he did was he ended up shooting one of them. Except we got a little problem for him. Video shows that he was never hit with a bun. He was never hit by the immigrants with a shovel. And let's take a look at the video. It's pretty damning.
We have slowed down and highlighted a critical 12 seconds the night of January 14th in North Minneapolis. It first shows one man, later identified as Julio Sosa Solis, holding a shovel. There is a car crash at the end of the street. Sosa Solis drops the shovel as an ICE agent chases Alfredo Ayllona into the yard and tackles him. Then there is a scuffle where it's difficult to make out what is happening. You can see the snow shovel on the ground at all times. ICE claimed three people attacked the agent with that shovel and a broom for minutes. The now fired Secretary of Homeland Security said this the next day.
Our agent is beat up. He's bruised. He's injured. He's getting treatment. And we're thankful that he made it out alive.
Weeks later, the acting director of ICE said video evidence has revealed that sworn testimony provided by two separate officers appears to have made untruthful statements and that the agents were immediately placed on administrative leave and face potential criminal prosecution.
ICE.
Well, isn't that wonderful? ICE is finally owning up to their lies. Of course, Kristi Noem, who at that time was head of Department of the Homeland Security, she pushed the lie as hard as she could. So it's good to see her out of a job because she is a lying scumbag. Anyways, that's all the stories we have for today. And, you know, if you want to read more about these stories, look right below the video. We have some links because we back up what we say with evidence. Unlike the right-wing podcasters like Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, who just sit in front of a microphone, lie, and cash their checks. That's all they do. We actually back up what we say. All righty, we'll see you tomorrow with new stories.